The Gaza Strip is small in area, but it's teeming with ancient tells and artifacts that confirm its historical importance. But Israel's repeated attacks, as well as a lack of interest in archaeology here, have had a negative impact on tourism and antiquities in the Strip. Now, after years of delay, foreign restoration missions are returning, not just to rehabilitate these sites, but also to train dozens of Palestinian students in the field of restoration and archaeology.
For 4 years, we have been developing a program for the preservation and restoration of the site of St. Hilarion in parallel with its restorations. We have also developed a series of training courses.
The archaeological sites of Gaza are linked to its historical periods, from the Canaanite era through the Ottoman period and up to the beginning of the British colonization. The most famous of this era is the Pasha Palace, which dates back to the Mamluk period. During the British Mandate, it was a police station. The Monastery of St. Hilarion, which dates back to the Byzantine time, is an archaeological hill on which a mosaic floor was found during the settlement of the sands. Another important archaeological site, which has been recently rehabilitated, is the Byzantine Church in Jabalia. It includes integrated architectural elements and contains colorful mosaic floors depicting the nature of life in Gaza. But according to French archaeologist René Alter, there are many difficulties facing the restoration process.
The complex context of Gaza has forced us to manufacture tools made in Gaza, for example, to carve and cut stone.
Palestinians working in the archaeological fields hope there will be more research into other sites across Gaza.
The discovery of antiquities needs support and experts in the field who have a good amount of knowledge and ability to discover, restore, and deal with antiquities to preserve them.
The restoration of these archaeological sites paves the way for the rehabilitation of dozens of similar sites across the Gaza Strip. Those behind the project hope that this will bring attention to these ancient sites, despite Israel's siege on the region. Gaza has a history that dates back to thousands of years, and the evidence is still present today. Yumna Syed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.